This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 50 Microsoft workers demanded that the company cancel a contract to supply its augmented reality headsets to the U.S. Army. They also urged Microsoft, which won the $480 million contract in November, to cease developing any and all weapon technologies for the government. PG&E is scrapping plans to pay $130 million in bonuses owed to thousands of employees. The move comes after protests from victims of several California wildfires. Australia's Cardinal Pell was found guilty in December of sexually assaulting boys, the former acolytes. But a judge barred news outlets from publishing anything about the verdict, citing concerns that coverage might influence a jury in a second trial. Securities and Exchange Commission asked a federal court to hold Elon Musk, chief executive of Tesla, in contempt of court for violating a settlement that he and the company reached with the commission last year. Since 1980, the upper middle class, defined as the 90th to 99th percentiles of the income distribution, making roughly $120,000 to $425,000 a year after taxes, have seen their incomes grow at almost the identical rate as the economy, while the bottom 90% have trailed and the top 1% have soared. Oregon is about to become the first state to approve rent control legislation, which limit rent increases to 7% annually, plus the change in the consumer price index, which is currently rising about 3% a year. Apartment buildings with fewer than 5 units would be exempt, as would housing complexes that are less than 15 years old. The bill would also sharply reduce the circumstances in which tenants can be evicted. Large mining companies are calling for an independent global body to monitor the risk posed by waste dams as the industry scrambles to react to the collapse of a Brazilian dam that left at least 171 dead. United Kingdom's main opposition, the Labour Party, said it would support holding a second Brexit referendum, a policy shift that breathes some life into the prospect of Britain voting again on whether the UK should leave the EU. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.